Hare Krishna. Well, we're hearing you, Bridgetan, and it's wonderful being again with Radha Shyama Sundar and chanting before them. One unpleasantry is that so many devotees are sick, and quite seriously so. I'm trying to encourage devotees that rather than be victims of flu, that just as well prevent, or at least try to prevent it by having an inoculation in the fall. For the most part, it would could avoid most of the unpleasantries that come along with flus, which are getting more and more unpleasant all the time. Flu used to be something that you get a bad cold and it knocked you off your feet for a day or at most two, but now devotees are out for sometimes weeks. A reservation about taking allopathic medication, but when you end up in hospital anyway and get filled with drugs over there, then what has been saved, what has been spared? So of course, if Krishna wants you to be sick, then one will be sick in any case. But considering the health risks involved, considering the loss of service, which is really a significant thing. Personally, although I have to admit, this year I forgot to get an injection, although as yet I haven't really gotten the flu. But I will in the future, whether others want to do or not. Of course, that's an individual situation, but we just had to cancel our leadership sangha because of so many devotees are sick. Half the pujari department is sick and unavailable, and so on and so on. It's a disaster, and better to try to avoid it. Of course, one may say with the long-term effects of those type of flu shots are worse than getting flu. I'm not an expert. There may be opinions to both sides, but the long-term effects of having flu once or twice a year also can't be much more advantageous. And in Kali Yuga, it's just not easy to get out of situations without some type of compromise. So that's the current state of affairs here at the present. One people who are immune from flu are Radha Shyama. They don't need to get any kind of injection, but their servants may need to consider it and take it as a serious consideration. And that's it. That's it for now. We're just moving on. It's a busy time here in New Vajradhan. We're just here for a couple of days and won't be back for another couple of months. So, meetings, people to see, and things to help move along before heading off to India. Hare Krishna.